The success of the Apollo 11 moon landing 50 years ago Saturday was the result of years of advanced planning and some seat-of-the-pants decision-making. A participant in the planning and decision-making was Don Wise, an emeritus professor of geoscience at the University of Massachusetts Amherst. An expert on how the moon was formed, Wise, in 1969, was deputy director and chief scientist of the manned Apollo landing team at NASA. One of his key responsibilities was to give advice to the astronauts about safe landing spots on the moon. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke this week with Wise.
I sat on NASA advisory committees through the middle 1960s, and then I was teaching at Franklin and Marshall College. And then as a result of that, as the time came for the lunar landing, there was this little group that was the link between the engineering and science half of NASA called MAL, Manned Apollo Landing, and they needed a deputy director and chief scientist, so I took that job. And as a result, I had a ringside seat to much of what happened during those years.
Okay, so what did happen? You were helpful, as I understand it, in trying to identify precise locations on the moon where we could land. Is that right?
This selection process had been going on for 3 or 4 years, and I had been part of it. That it had to be on the near side for communications. It had to be in low latitudes because of just orbital constraints. It had to be the smoothest, most bland area you could find, preferably near the lunar center. And so we selected. We had 3 or 4 sites that we examined, and then we had the final lunar orbiter, the fifth of the lunar orbiter missions. We just photographed the Dickens out of that site and zeroed in on this as the smoothest, flattest, easiest place on the near side we could land. The day that they cracked the hatch and went down on the lunar surface, there were about a half dozen of us who were supposed to lay out what the astronauts were to do when they did the first field trip on another planetary surface. And the first thing you do is you have to say, where are we, before you start a field trip. And as a result of the imagery, we knew that they were in an area that was maybe 3 miles by 15 miles, something like that, an elliptical area. And they could have been at any one of 6 spots. And the worst thing about it was what they described looking out the window was they weren't at any of them. We had 5 hours between the landing and when they were going to crack the hatch and go down, Armstrong go down. And what do you do? What they're describing on the surface is that they're on the flank of a certain kind of crater, of which there's only one in the landing area. And from the shadows, we can tell where they are on that, the flank of that. And from that, we laid out what they were going to do. And the engineer says, no, no, we says, go for it. And when they cracked the hatch, that's where they were.
Were you surprised that they landed on the first try?
I just have my field notebook. I just dug it out the other day. And this is what I wrote that day. July 16th, 1969. Some thoughts just before launch, namely 20 minutes beforehand. The air here in the Apollo office is one of calm expectation. We can do nothing about it now. Underneath the calm, there's the nagging uneasiness, knowledge that failure here would have profound consequences on the national image, mood, future, coupled with knowing too many little things which have gone wrong in past missions. We saw all sorts of things. This was edge of your fingernails. The fact that this is probably the most significant milestone of science in this century is floating in the air. Perhaps the most amazing thing to me is the matter-of-fact air of the room. Intense interest, not the interesting that one might expect, just calm relaxation. The atmosphere seems superficially like a room full of people watching a rather routine baseball game. Understated, we're excited as all hell. That was written in the few moments when they're just after they landed. So,
what did you learn from the Apollo missions to the moon? And are you disappointed that we haven't gone back there since the Apollo program ended in the 1970s?
Well, you have to recognize that Kennedy set as our goal the origin of the moon, that we're going to understand the origin of the moon. And the Apollo samples gave us half of that. And what the samples proved unquestionably is that the moon is a child of the Earth's mantle. There are about a half dozen different isotopic decay systems, all of which give you chemical identity with the Earth's sample, some of them at parts per million. There's no question that the moon is a child of the Earth's mantle. That's half of the story. The other half is there have been 50 years now that the attempts have been made to make the giant impact model fit with the composition, and to date, there has not been a single computer simulation that